This is the Business Pros Radio Show with Paul Tobey on Talk Radio, AM 640.
There's something missing from your business. Maybe you know what it is, maybe you don't know what it is, but that's what we're here to find out this morning. You have a website, but it's not really doing much for you, and you haven't given it any love for the past couple of years. It's time to take a step in the new direction, and that's what we're doing. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour. I'm Ryan Bonner. Paul Tobey is with me, CEO of Business Pros Marketing Online. Check out the website, businessprosmarketing.com, and Paul, you're here to help take people's businesses to the next level, basically. That's what you've set out to do in this life.
That's not only what I've set out to do, it's what I love to do.
That's, you have to love what you do in any job.
I think the nature of business, Ryan, is growth. If your business isn't growing and you are not increasing revenues and cash flow and employees and size of space, it's not that much fun. If you're doing the same things day after day and you're kind of just
at a standstill.
Yeah. Status quo, that's not much fun. I like fun. I like to have challenges, and I like to challenge organizations. Funnily enough, actually, I was in, we have a client called Higgins Event Rentals. And actually, you know, here's one thing that people think about the internet. Well, you know, we've been doing business this way for 20 years, and we're based on referrals and things like that, and we don't know the internet's going to work for us, and maybe it's just a fad, or maybe it isn't. But
so we won't do it. We won't delve into that. You know,
maybe we'll just do little steps. But we did something fairly big for Higgins, and if you search for event rentals, and we're not talking about Event Rentals Toronto or Higgins Event Rentals or whatever, just event rentals, they do very well in organic search all across the GTA. And so that made a significant impact in their business. Well, that created a problem, actually. The problem that it created was they grew their tent division and by, like, I think 5 times in a year.
It's funny to hear that, the tent division.
The tent division, yeah. So they, you know, they rent tents for events. And
I'm looking at their page one of the Google search results here, just under event rentals. So did they grow more than they had ever expected?
Yeah, well, basically, they didn't actually grow. What happened was they had all this extra work, and then what they had to do was figure out a way to handle it. Because sometimes you can grow too quickly, and you just don't have the human resources or the capacity to grow, because it's more than just hiring people. You have to hire the right people, get them on the right bus, mm-hmm. in the right seat. And that's not always an easy thing to do. So they actually hired me back to work with their senior leadership team for 3 days. You know, basically locked ourselves in a room. And we did this Inside Advantage training where they learn how to create vision. And we like the Jim Collins version of vision, which is mission, purpose, core values. And yesterday I got the opportunity to actually go to their facility and do a celebration. We had a big champagne toast with their entire 50 staff. And we put this poster on the wall, what we call their vision poster. And on it is a graphical representation of their vision. And so it boiled down to 3 things. Mission, which was to get to the top of the CN Tower. And so there's 5 years to do that, right? And each level from 2017 through to 2022, there is key performance indicators associated with how far they get. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
and
no,
as
it
they
makes
ascend
sense.
The CN Tower.
Yeah.
And there's really cool things on this chart too, because there's like a big gorilla hanging off of the CN Tower holding a tray of champagne glasses.
Well, that makes sense.
And then there's a guy skydiving into the tent area. And
tailored to their sort of...
Yeah, it's a graphical... Yeah. We built this graphical representation of their vision. And so the actual purpose, right, is to make hosting events easier. I mean, what could be more direct
easier
than that?
Exactly.
We make hosting events easier. And I think that's a great thing, because if you've ever hosted an event, you know how much stress there is associated with that. So if they can help make that whole thing easier, then that's kind of the reason why they exist. And then their core values is a list of, I think it was 10 or 11 core values, the last one being we care. And they put this on their t-shirts, we care.
Which is important for any business, I think.
Right.
People want to see that you care.
Right. So what's the purpose of this whole thing? Well, it's to basically say, we're going to hire people. We're going to hire to the vision. We're going to hire to the mission, purpose, and core values. That's how we hire people. They violate those core values, or if they don't believe in our mission and they don't believe in our, you know, the reason why we exist, then they're not in the right place. And so if we have current staff that don't meet our vision, they kind of move on.
See you later. Exactly.
And then if how do we grow our team on purpose? And so then we created weekly reporting to kind of measure the results of all of this, and quarterly reporting as well. So, you know, I love doing stuff like that. I love going into companies who have been around for a long time, and they're just looking for a real shot in the arm to get from where they are to where they want to be. I think I can share this with you, but in 14 months mm-hmm. from the date that we launched the website, they added $1.5 million to their bottom
wow.
line. So that's what a website can do for a company. I mean, it's not, if your website doesn't make money, then it's not really worth having.
Well, the interesting thing is I think there are still many business owners and operators who think they're kind of still stuck in the past where, you know, they're looking at only focusing on some of the more traditional approaches to advertising, you know, put out an ad in the paper, maybe some flyers up in a lamppost, some things like that. And they think the internet, as you were saying earlier, oh, it's just a fad, or it's really not going to help spawn as much business as some are, you know, are telling me that it will. But when you say 14 months, $1 million, that's a pretty giant increase there.
Yeah, 1.5, which is it made a massive impact.
Man.
But again, it created another problem, which is, well, how do we grow to that? How do we service that, right? Because if you stop servicing your clients and delivering on your promises, you're not going to have a company for very long. So my belief is this. I really believe, and I see this every day, there are a lot of people who know the value of the internet,
mm-hmm.
but they somehow convince themselves and their own personal belief system that it may or may not work for them. But they also take advice from people who aren't necessarily experienced enough to give good quality digital marketing advice. And so they get stuck, right? My friend told me that they tried Google AdWords and they lost 10 grand in 30
work.
Days. So it doesn't really work,
yeah.
right? So you just kind of build up these belief systems that say, it probably won't work for me. And when we come back after the break, actually, I'd like to talk about one, because a company called us a couple of days after a radio show that we did a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Our radio show.
Yeah. Oh, no. Hey, I'm just along for the ride.
And they're like, well, we don't even have a website, and we don't know if it's going to work for us. And we're like, so we bring them into our organization, and I'll tell you what happened.
Sure. And
came in after the break.
HigginsEventRentals.com. You mentioned, you know, one of their mission statements or their mm-hmm. core values is caring. And right there on the main page is our caring team.
Yeah.
Provides event creators.
That's their inside advantage statement. Yeah.
That's pretty. And that was, again, your team working on
that. We did that, yeah.
Beautiful. The Business Pros Radio Hour here. Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. Go online, businessprosmarketing.com, or you can get started. Call Jeff, 647-608-7767. We're back in a moment with more. It's Talk Radio, AM 640. It's all about growth, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour. Ryan Bonner here with you. Paul Tobey as well, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, businessprosmarketing.com. It's about growing your business. You all want to do it. And sometimes, Paul, people are afraid to do it. And you've dealt with dozens and dozens and dozens of companies. And when people give you guys a call, and you can call Jeff, 647-608-7767. They give you a call. You guys set up a meeting. They come in. You show them what you can do with their business. Is everybody eager to take that journey, or do you have some people who are kind of hesitant about that?
There's still a small percentage of people that believe it's a leap of faith.
Uh-huh.
The great thing about digital marketing is that everything is trackable. So we have this massive now, it's been several years that we've been doing this, history and experience of working with companies who are pretty much either in your same vertical or just outside of it. And their approach to digital marketing, or our approach with them, is to create results. So we have a track record of traffic. We have a track record of click-through rates.
This isn't your first time or your first year.
Yeah, this is not our first rodeo, right? It's a question of how many people are you bringing to the site or to key landing pages or to blog posts? How many of those people are taking the journey that you want to give them? And then how many of them are taking an action based on that journey? So you want to segment, you want to poll, you want to make sure that they're qualified, and then you want to get them to take an action. Obviously, the action we want them to take is, you give us your contact data, and we'll respond with information that is relevant to help you make a better informed decision. And that's the key part here. We want to help you make a better informed decision. And at the end of the day, we don't take all clients. We don't recommend to our clients that they take all clients. We recommend that they take the ones that they can absolutely over-deliver on their promises so that you have this then track record of goodwill for your business, which then brings in another layer of referrals and all of
that. And you're
not
wasting time. Your business isn't wasting time on leads that aren't worth your time, right?
Yeah. So let me give you an example. I started off just before the break. I said, well, we had this company that called us. They heard us on the radio. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
And they called us like on a Monday, the day after the show, and they said, we don't have a website, and we've been in the business for 26 years.
And no website.
No website.
Wow.
And we're business to business. We're in the office furniture business, and we don't know if the internet can help us.
Which is an interesting thing to say in this day and age. Because nobody's on the internet, right?
Deep down, they probably understand the value of the internet. But if you're business to business, they're probably thinking that their core clients, which are large corporations or educational facilities, in this case, colleges and schools, are those people looking on the internet for office furniture? And the answer is yes. In their mind, it's like, that's not the way to get business. The way to get a big client is not to have a website and they just do a random search for office furniture. They find you and they take an action. In their mind, it has to go through this whole referral process. So if I've done business with this other company and they tell company, company ABC tells company XYZ,
it'd be the word of mouth
that these guys are great designers and builders of office furniture, then you go to them. So they came into the office and there was the owner of the company and then the person in charge of marketing and sales. And the person in charge of marketing and sales just bought in, like, where do I sign?
Let's do it. Yeah.
And, but the owner was still very hesitant. And I totally appreciate that. But here's the thing. 6 months prior to that, I was looking for office furniture.
Really?
For
you yourself.
Office.
And how did you look for
so
that
furniture?
So here's
what I did. Well, I don't know anybody, right? I know the name's Herman Miller, or I know some design, but they're manufacturers and whatever. And I could probably go to Amazon and order a bunch of office furniture. But I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know anything about design. So what I was looking for was somebody in the GTA or locally to me who could come in and just look at the space and go, this is what you need. Do you think I could find that for the life of me?
Really? So not even their company? Was it hard to find?
We couldn't find anyone who had a website that led me down that path.
Really? So this isn't the only company that's kind of not in that space online. Nobody else is really doing it.
They must all be doing business old school, which is all based on referral, which is very cool. But that doesn't really help me, the small business who wants to refit my office.
Well, think of how many Pauls there are out there doing the exact same thing. Other people like you, spontaneous, I want to get some office furniture, and you can't find anybody online. Are you going to go to the yellow pages? How many people do that now? It's flipping through
the
book.
Well, people have the yellow pages, but they leave it in the closet and they bring it out and they put it on the chair for their grandchildren to sit on at the dinner table. That's basically what they use the yellow pages for. Sorry, did I say that on
Yeah,
on
I think
the
you air? Did. Okay, actually, sure. No, the mics weren't on. We're okay.
my thing is, you have to understand that there are a bunch of people that don't know who your business is, and they're not looking for your company name, and they don't know anybody that knows you. So how do they find you? The only place they're going is online. And it may not be everyone, but you're not looking for everyone. You're looking for people who need help. And there's a lot of people online that need a lot of help with office furniture. So if you're going to make a decision about whether you should go down that road or not, here's my response. Just do it, because you'll be glad you did it today versus waiting another couple of years and missing out on all that business that your competition is taking from you.
Well, Paul said it, just do it. You can call Jeff 647-608-7767 or just go to the website businessprosmarketing.com. And Paul Tobey will be with us when we return on the other side here. He's the CEO of Business Pros Marketing. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour, and it's Talk Radio AM 640. Ryan Bonner here. We're back at it with Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, online, businessprosmarketing.com. You can call 647-608-7767. And Paul, do business. We were just talking about a business who came to you and they met with you, and one individual was raring to go. The other one, the owner of the company, a little hesitant. Do you find that companies still treat the online approach to their marketing strategy as an afterthought? They don't rank it number one. They don't rank it top of mind, when in this day and age, with everything that's going on out there and everybody's first inclination is to go online, it should really be at the top of that list. Do you find that still happens?
It's an interesting question. I don't know what's going through every business owner's mind. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's not always the business owner that we're dealing with. Maybe we're dealing with senior management or middle management. But I do believe that everybody knows the power of the internet. I have a simple question for our listeners. How many of you have not been to Google in the last 24 hours?
That's a great question. How many of you can say, I have not been to Google? I think everybody has.
Yeah. I mean, I ask that question a lot, and I don't get a lot of hands. I don't get a lot of takers. And usually when they put up their hand, like let's say I'm doing a presentation somewhere and there's like 100 people in the room, I say, how many of you haven't been to Google in 24 hours? There's always like one guy who puts up his hand. I was like, your computer's up being fixed, right?
Or I went to Bing or something like that, you know, maybe.
But now it's like your computer's down, your iPad's down, your cell phone's down. It's like, you know, the reality of the situation is you can't ignore it.
No.
So whether you want to or not, you really can't do that, because your business is just going to go to your competition, and that's not a good thing. So I'd like to bring up a couple of clients. I always talk about the successes of our clients because I think it's important. And one of them I want to talk about right now is construction.
Sure.
And I really like construction. Why? Because it's always necessary, especially in Toronto right now. There's a lot going on. People are taking equity out of their homes and they're spending it on renovation to increase the value of their home. Actually, I'm going through this right now too.
Okay.
Because I live in an area of town where the price of my home has actually quadrupled since 2008.
Sell.
Which is bizarre. You know, but where am I going to go, right?
Well, that's
so
a problem.
I'm thinking about just doing some renovation, maybe refacing the front of the house or whatever. And we actually have a couple of clients in the construction industry. And one in particular, Yellow and Green, you can go to yellowgreen.ca. He had a very specific problem. And I want you to start thinking about, if you're in any way the service business, so you have to go to a client's home or to a client's business, and you're in the service business, right? So whatever you do, construction is service, right?
Yep.
So they're a design build company. And he was having a significant problem. And his problem was he was spending a lot of time doing very detailed custom quoting. Because I don't know if you know this, in that business, if you're going to renovate a kitchen and you estimate it at $60,000 and it ends up costing $80,000, the client is usually not happy with
that. Yeah, they don't like to hear that.
They don't like that cost overrun.
So remember what I told you it was going to cost? What?
Yeah.
They don't like to hear that.
So a lot of them are starting to pride themselves on very specific custom quoting, which takes a lot of time and energy, and you've got to make plans, and you've got to do this whole
source
process.
Stuff and, yeah.
And so what he was finding was, and his name is Glenn, he was finding that a lot of this took a lot of time, but the clients weren't necessarily qualified. So he'd spend all of this time, and then he'd realize that they wouldn't make a good client.
They weren't going to sign off on something, or they're going to waste some time as
or
well.
Or maybe they didn't have enough money,
well,
or
too.
Maybe they thought about, uh-huh. You know, maybe I just want to change a few fixtures instead of do a full makeover kind of thing. So what we had to do was we had to create a journey, and we their inside advantage was we take your vision and we craft quality kitchens, bathrooms, and additions for your ideal home. That's their inside advantage.
Which is right here on the
main page.
And
then the journey is, do you want a bathroom, a kitchen, an addition, or a complete design build? That's
again,
basically the four journey. Each one of those scrolls to the area. And then the opt-in, cool, which is click here to book a 15-minute consult or get a custom quote. The opt-in then asks a couple of questions, which then qualifies the person to see whether we should take the time to schedule this
stuff. So I clicked additions, and then it asked me, what type of renovation are you planning to do? What is the scope of your project?
Right.
So you continue to guide them along the path.
Right. Not just guide them, but poll them, right?
Yeah.
So we're polling and segmenting. So if, for example, what's the scope of your project? If they pick a few touch-ups, we're going to send that person to nurture. We're going to send them some emails on the type of clients that we like to work with, and here's how we work with them. We're not in the few touch-ups business kind of thing. Does that make sense?
No,
so
complete.
What it's doing is it's saving them a tremendous amount of phone time and consulting time and question time working with clients who don't necessarily qualify for them in the first place.
And your website's going to do that. You're not wasting your staff's time.
Right.
30 minutes on a phone call, and turns out, yeah, all they want are a couple touch-ups, or they're just kind of dragging you around a bit.
And our listeners are probably, well, did it work? And the answer is unequivocally, hands down, it worked. It saved him tremendous amounts of time. It automated the booking process. So after, if they did pick full makeover and they said, book my appointment, it takes them to an appointment core page where they pick from available times. And so
like that,
you know, there's just a lot of efficiency to that. So if you're thinking you're in the service business and you need a way to make your quoting process more efficient or your interview process more efficient, this is a great way to do it.
All right. Again, if you want to check out that example, yellowgreen.ca is the website. There's another website you want to check out, though, businessprosmarketing.com, where you can call 647-608-7767. Paul Tobey's here, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. Hold on. We'll take a look at another business when we return. It's Talk Radio, AM 640. Have any business questions here, we're answering them with Paul Tobey. He's CEO of Business Pros Marketing. I'm Ryan Bonner, and you're listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour online, businessprosmarketing.com. The number to call, 647-608-7767. With any company, there's all these little moving parts, all these things that need to be done in order to keep it going and in order to keep your clients happy. And in this day and age, there are programs, there's a whole slew of online approaches that can help streamline your business. And some of you may think, well, I don't need to do that, or it's going to cost me a heck of a lot of money and it won't be worth it. But as we're talking here this morning about, you know, some of the companies you've worked with, Paul, we've been looking at, you know, some of the, I guess you call them polls that you'll ask visitors to the website to fill out that'll help streamline the client-business relationship. And make it easier for a company to keep on top of things, as it were.
So I think you remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about a company called Totally ADD.
Yes.
Who has over 1 million unique visitors a month to their website, which is a massive success for them. And we're rolling out their new project over the next few weeks. The ADD market is huge. ADD, ADHD, if you don't know what that is, it's attention deficit disorder, and it's something that has been around for a long time, and that we know it, and there's a diagnosis, and there's a lot of help for that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a company that we helped called MaxiMind, and it's a MaxiMind.ca is their website, and they had a very interesting situation where if you go to their website, in the top right hand corner of MaxiMind.ca, there's a thing that says get a free evaluation,
and it stands out. Yellow
and
mouse, yeah.
What they did was they actually purchased Infusionsoft, which is this massively, fairly complex, not, I wouldn't say complicated, but definitely complex automated CRM system to kind of run their whole evaluation system. It runs their courses. It does a lot of things. And what they did was the person in the company, Moshe, who we've talked about before,
yeah,
learned it himself. And then even within that learning, and he's a really, really smart guy, within that learning, there's another layer of experience that he didn't quite have that we provided him with. Here's how to lay out Infusionsoft in a more efficient manner. Here's how to tag properly so that you're tracking people through the system. And so what he did was he rebuilt his entire system based on our system of Infusionsoft. So again, a lot of people think, well, I have automation in my website. Mm-hmm. I do marketing and sales and fulfillment automation. And we're doing really, really well. Even for those people, I still recommend that you get another fresh pair of eyes on it to take a look at it, because a lot of the efficiencies of a business can be helped with proper programming. In other words, you have to look at your marketing and sales and fulfillment as a giant piece of people flowing through the system, and you need real-time reporting of how that's going.
Which you can do.
Of course.
Yeah, you can take a look at how that flow is going.
Yeah, you can take a look at it, but how do you do that? And the answer is, There's a proper way to set up automation in order to pay attention. And technically speaking, we're tagging based on status as people flow through the campaigns. We just really want to know where people are at any given moment. And the way it works is, if you spend a couple of $1,000, say, on Google AdWords and some remarketing, you want to know how that's paying off.
Yeah.
Because what most companies know is, well, here's how much we spent and here's how much we made, but we really don't know anything in between.
Yeah.
It's the in-between stuff that can be optimized. And so you really want to know every step of the client journey. And this is what MaxiMind attempted to do and was very successful at doing. So they not only start with name, phone number, email, whatever, they're basically finding out a lot about their client right from the get-go. So it says, please rate how much each item applies to your child. And there's this whole poll. All of it is attached to the Infusionsoft system, which then says, this person is in this category, and we need to get them to the front of the queue to get them the help that they need immediately.
So it triages, basically.
Yeah, triage. Very good. That's actually a good way to put it.
That's your word of the day, folks. It's,
yes.
Yeah, triage.
In stereo.
Yeah. But that's this guy moves to the front of the line. He's most important. He needs help right now. Mm-hmm. And this person will get to them. You know,
well, it's not saying
soon.
That.
I make it sound like
we're not saying
you're not important.
Yeah, you're not important. We're basically saying, though, let's divide them up into three categories, and let's get these ones the help they need, and let's get these ones the help they need, and so on. And that's really what automation can do for your business. So a lot of people think, well, my website is just this online brochure of what we do. No, it can really help build efficiency into your marketing, sales, and fulfillment
process. It can be a brochure, but it can be more than that, is what you're saying. It can be more than just as simple, here are some pictures, take a look, and then call that number.
Not only can it be more, it must be more.
That's more. This day and age, I think you're correct. If you want to punch ahead of, compared to the competition, it must be. And you must call Paul 647-608-7767. BusinessProsMarketing.com is the website. We'll be back with more. Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, and it's Talk Radio, AM 640. BusinessProsMarketing.com is the website. I'm Ryan Bonner. Paul Tobey's here. He's CEO of Business Pros Marketing. 647-608-7767. And Paul, it's kind of silly. I don't mean to slag some people listening out there who are running the company and they're not really focusing.
Did you say slay?
Slag.
Slag.
Oh, like that? Slag. I don't want to slag.
I don't want to slag anybody, but. Yeah,
we had triage last segment. Now it's slag. There's another word. But, people who think that. I have a business and I want people to find me to utilize my business and buy my product and service, but I don't want to use that awesome big thing out there called the internet in order to try to advertise myself. It just blows my mind that people would think that way in this day and age. And you've encountered it. We were just talking about one business that came to you and they're kind of a little iffy on the whole
hesitant.
Thing. Hesitant.
Hesitant.
There's another word.
you know, the last, and again, this is a situation where we've been doing, and I'm speaking on behalf of all business owners, you know, we've been doing business this way for the last 26 years, and this is the way we do it. And now along comes this thing called digital marketing, which, by the way, is not so new, but, and we still don't know what to do. So let me make it really, really simple. Okay. It's interesting because I listen to Jazz FM, and you know why I do that, because former jazz pianist and whatever, and I listen to Jazz FM, not just AM 640. I love both.
I was going to say, come on now, Paul.
And they have the Babe Lure Radio commercials. Mm-hmm. And Babe Lure Radio is running a promotion right now that says something like this. When it comes to stereo installation, everybody has a guy. But the reality is the guy probably won't get it right. You know, hire us, we'll come to your home and we'll make sure that we set it up properly so you get the best sound for your dollar kind of thing. That's the whole promotion. That's the same for digital marketing. Every company has a guy. Every company, it may be a girl, but company has
an individual
who builds their website. It may be the friend of a friend. It's their sister's, cousin's, girlfriend's,
somebody
dog
half
walker's
a world away.
Website, you know, whatever. This is a case where they probably aren't getting it right, or they probably don't have enough experience to know how far they can take it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the potential of business that you can create from the internet, whether you're doing advertising online leading to your website, whether you've got landing pages built, whether you've got automation in there, whatever, there's a lot of room for growth. And you know as well as I do that we get a lot of our clients funding to help with their projects. So their initial outlay or the out-of-pocket is not a lot of money. So that's one inside advantage that
Thank
we have.
You. Government, yes.
But to make it super, super simple, let's take the simplest business. And I always love this example. We've talked about them before. It's like this company, you call them up. And you order a bin, they dump it in your driveway, you fill it up with construction stuff or stuff that you want to clean out your garage, and they come back the next day and they cart it away.
It doesn't get more complicated than that.
There is no more simple business on planet Earth, except when you consider how that service unfolds, because this is a very competitive industry. And so we built LondonBinRentals.com for this company. And they're like, we don't need automation. That's true. They don't need a opt-in box that says, here are the 12 top bins that you can get for your driveway. You know, it's not... It's
the Mercedes of bins.
Here's a whole, you know, blog section about bins or whatever. It's a bin. You know, there's only so much you can say. You either paint them red, gray, or green or blue, and you dump it in somebody's driveway, and they do what they do. So what's my point? When somebody comes to the website, that's a situation where you want to make it super simple, super mm-hmm. easy. You went to their website before, they had a 4-minute video. Who's going to watch a 4-minute video?
Four minutes?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like a lot of time. In this day and age, it's a long time.
So we had to figure out what their inside advantage was. They had two of them. Number one, they're super friendly,
mm-hmm.
right? Whoever delivers these bins, they talk to the owner. It's like they're super friendly and they're super safe. So they built a system of rubber rollers so that when they roll it off the truck, it doesn't make too big dents in your driveway like most bins do. So that's kind of their thing. And then the third thing was, if there was a third thing, they're super fast. So if you go to their website, it says, call today, get it tomorrow. And in most cases, if you call today, you can actually get it same day. But they didn't want to make that promise online.
That's a pretty, pretty big promise.
So how did this help their company? And everybody go to LondonBinRentals.com. So it helped them two ways. Number one is they had to buy a new truck within 6 days to take care of all the extra business from the time the site was launched. And number two, they had to buy 75 new bins to take care of all of that new business that they got from online.
So this is all before everything launched. And
we launched.
And then they
and
had
then
to.
6 days later, they're like, oh my God, what happened? And his basic thing was make the phone ring. So that's what we did. We made the phone ring. You can see the phone numbers in several different places if you click at the phone rings, right?
Yeah, right on the website. You can click on the phone number.
Yeah,
right in
and
the
if
middle
they're
of the
on
page
mobile, and, too, it's like right at the top of the page. Just click this number. You call today. You get it tomorrow. And that's a super simple but very, very effective way of reaching your clients. And letting them understand that you know, this is the way you deliver your service. So the main point here is, It could be simple or it could be complicated, but that's not for every business owner to decide what that is. That's our business.
That's why we help you.
We decide on the strategy together to get the biggest, absolute, massive impact that you want in a very short period of time. Oh, and the other thing that it did is it put one of their competitors out of business.
So they're done.
And I can't even say the name of the company because most people would recognize, but a very large franchised bin rental company went out of business in London because of this.
And all it took was a phone call.
Well, all it took was a very, you know, purposeful website to make that happen.
Jeez. Well, all it does take, though, to start a conversation with you, Paul, is a phone call to 647-608-7767. Or go to the website businessprosmarketing.com. It's put another digital marketing strategy companies out of business, I'm sure. That website.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just say yes. We'll be back in a moment here with Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. It's Talk Radio AM 640. We're back at it here. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour. Paul Tobey's with us, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, businessprosmarketing.com. You can access that website from your laptop, your desktop, computer, smartphone. How often do people forget about the fact that the smartphone, what's the percentages on smartphone use for web surfing, Paul? More than ever, I'm guessing?
60% of searches in North America are done on smartphones.
60%. That's huge.
So they've got Google as their homepage when they launch their Chrome on their browser on their mobile phone. And it can be extremely frustrating for anybody who's doing that to end up on a website that's not mobile responsive. Because, you know, it just shrinks the website down into super small, and then you're like using your fingers to make it bigger, and there's no scrolling possible, and there's all the stuff going on.
Graphics are all screwed up.
Yeah. So, so that's a bad user experience, but who's also paying attention to that? Google's paying attention to that.
How so?
Well, they have an algorithm now called Rank Brain, which actually measures the effectiveness of your website. So if they send you traffic, they're tracking the user, the reader onto your website and seeing how they interact. So if they, you know, if there's a high bounce rate, you know, they don't click anything and they just go back to Google, Google's going to stop sending you free traffic. It's going to push you down.
Yeah.
It's going to push you down the search results. And so if the site is not mobile responsive, Google's actually seeing that. It's actually penalizing your website's organic search results based on the fact that your site's not responsive. There's an actual algorithm at play that says, hey, you don't care about mobile traffic? I'm sorry.
Fine.
60% of all searches are done on mobile, so we're just going to push you down the search results, and we're going to give that spot to somebody else who is mobile friendly.
So that's why if somebody says, well, I have a website, Paul, it's there, my phone numbers are there, there's a couple of nice pictures, and that's that. They don't realize that that actually could be hurting them. The fact that they have an old site that hasn't been updated and
I saw this week. We had a client come in. They were paint booths.
Paint booths.
Yeah, it's a huge industry. There's lots of companies that do it. Paint booths for automotive and boating and, you know, paint booths. They paint stuff, right?
Oh, okay,
You know, it's like hermetically sealed. I don't know the whole technology, but
sounds very futuristic.
But I started looking for the competitors for this particular company online. It looked like every website had been built in the 70s when there wasn't even when didn't even have websites. And they're asking me if it's a good idea if they should jump into this space. And I'm like, well, yeah, because nobody else is doing it. It's funny. I did a search for spray booths, and the first two search listings were Kijiji ads.
That shouldn't happen.
Over companies who actually build, design, install these massive paint booths, and Kijiji beat them out in the search results. I mean, that's just insane.
That should tell you something. You need to up your game if you're being beaten out by, wow.
Well, let me finish with this. Jeff Huco is my director of business development, and he has a cell phone. And he knows that a lot of our business comes through the cell phone. And so he's standing by to talk. If there's anything about today's show that said, maybe I need to be looking at this differently, because if I change the way I look at things, the things that I look at will start to change. Let's change them with Paul Tobey and his organization. Give Jeff a call, because he can answer a lot of the questions that you have right now about making a decision to move down this path. His number is 416-608-7767. He's standing by. He's got nothing really that he more important to do than talk to you and bother help him. You with your business.
Bug him. He needs something to do. He's a busy guy, but he can fit you in.
He's actually super, super busy, but he's always got time to speak to potential clients.
Beautiful. So give him a call. Go online as well to businessprosmarketing.com.